This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Brexit becomes a reality as Britain leaves Europe's customs union and single market, ending nearly half a century of ties with its closest neighbors. Spain has reached a deal with Britain to preserve freedom of movement across its border with Gibraltar just hours before the Brexit deadline expires. And European students are facing up to dashed dreams of studying in Britain after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced he was taking the country out of the Erasmus program, severing yet another link with the continent. In China, that country has granted conditional market approval to Sinopharm vaccine with a reported 79% efficacy rate against COVID-19, health authorities say. It's a major stride towards inoculating the world's largest population. Hong Kong pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai is ordered back to jail as the city's highest court grants prosecutors an appeal against his bail. At least 26 residents of a Belgian retirement home have died since a visit by a volunteer dressed as Santa Claus who has since tested positive for COVID-19. Tokyo reports over 1,300 new coronavirus infections, a daily record, as officials warn that a state of emergency might be needed to tackle spiking cases. The Italian government has described as unacceptable a decision by Egypt's public prosecutor to clear five police officers over the murder of an Italian student. The UN voices outrage at the execution of a man in Iran who was only 16 when he committed his alleged crime, marking the fourth juvenile offender put to death in the country this year.